An area school superintendent on what to expect when the bell rings. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Arlington Public School students begin a new year on August 30th, end of this month. A pair of town halls with the superintendent held this week, and for now, the plan to reopen classrooms has not changed, at least not yet.
We are opening normal 5 days per week schedules in person.
That's Superintendent Francisco Duran. He says Arlington Public Schools are reopening safely and won't close or revert to virtual learning unless Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issues a statewide mandate to do so. All in-person classes will have teachers present. Regular breakfast and lunch will be available in all cafeterias.
And our meals will continue to be provided free as we resume our normal activities and extracurricular activities as well.
Duran says the school system's top commitment is meeting students where they are academically and providing accelerated learning that supports what they need to succeed. Matt Small, WTOP News.
Earlier on Thursday, the county said school employees must either get a COVID vaccination or undergo weekly testing. Busy time as local school districts gear up to welcome students back to class in the fall, just around the corner. Arlington's public schools, no exception here.
I speak for all of APS staff when I say how much we are looking forward to a new year.
Which begins August 30th, according to Francisco Duran, superintendent of Arlington Public Schools. He says closing schools or reverting to virtual learning for all students is off the table, unless Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issues a statewide mandate to do so.
We are starting 5 days per week with normal schedules for our students, whether you're in the virtual or in person, and that academic and mental health are our key focus areas for our students as we come back thinking about what their needs are.
Matt Small, WTOP News.